Youth Press Gallery Application Form. Adapted in 2025 by Accessible Format Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. To apply to be a Youth Press Gallery member, you will need to complete this application form and provide all the following details. Full legal name. Fill in your full legal name in the space provided. Date of birth. Fill in your date of birth in the space provided. Preferred pronoun or pronouns. Fill in preferred pronoun in the space provided. Postal address. Fill in your postal address in the space provided. Home phone number. Fill in your home phone number in the space provided. Mobile phone number. Fill in your mobile phone number in the space provided. Email. Fill in your email in the space provided. Name of school, university or training provider or workplace. Fill in the name of your school, university or training provider or workplace in the space provided. Parent/guardian information and consent. Young people who are aged 17 years or under, as at Friday the 28th of February 2025, are required to obtain consent from a parent or legal guardian to apply for a role as a Youth Press Gallery member. Please complete the following section if you are aged 17 years or under, as at Friday the 28th of February 2025. Your parent/guardian will be contacted if your application is successful. Name of parent or guardian. Fill in the name of your parent or guardian in the space provided. Email address. Fill in the email address in the space provided. Home phone number. Fill in the home phone number in the space provided. Mobile phone number. Fill in the mobile phone number in the space provided. Applicants need to answer these questions. Why have you applied to become a member of the Youth Press Gallery 2025? Maximum of 250 words. Why do you believe you are a good candidate for the role? Maximum of 250 words. Applicants need to supply the supporting evidence below. 1. A current curriculum vitae, CV, including full contact details for two referees. 2. At least two examples of their work, with at least one of these being a written piece. And 3. An opinion piece submitted either in written form, maximum of 500 words, or a video or radio clip, 1 to 2 minutes in length, on one of the following topics. A. What is an issue affecting young people that members of Parliament, MPs, need to take more notice of, and why? And B. How well do you think MPs are tackling issues that are important to young people? Do they need to be doing more?